And you're very welcome back to the programme. Now, the Sunday Times is going to publish Ireland's top earners who have a combined wealth of more than 2 billion euro. To discuss this, I'm joined on the line now by journalist Colm Murphy. Good morning to you, Colm.
Good morning.
Before we get down to the nitty-gritty of it, a lot of work goes in, I'm sure, to pulling these figures together and compiling the list.
Yes, it's an all-year-round job. Obviously, we're not working on it, you know, every day of the time, but we're monitoring it all the time. And it's monitored in the UK and here, and we have correspondents in different parts of the world as well who look at it as well. And we trawl through, you know, practically every document using software, every document that's lodged in the company's office in Ireland and the UK in terms of tracking down wealth and giving as accurate a picture as is possible.
And we might go through some of the names topping the list. Some we'd recognise, some that won't surprise people, and perhaps others that will. You two, I suppose that's not surprising. They're the biggest earners.
Yes, well, this is on the... we have a number of lists running in tomorrow's edition. So on the entertainers list, you two top that list. And they have been on the road now for 41 years, which is remarkable if you think about it. But the nice thing is they're still on top of their game, and they're earning more than ever. They're under new management now, Live Nation in America, and Madonna's manager as well is managing them, and they're on at the top of the entertainers list at 645 million.
And we'll stick with that list just for the moment. Niall Horan of One Direction fame, of course. Graham Norton doing very well in the UK. Colin Farrell also pulling in the dollars in America. Michael Flatley and our own Daniel O'Donnell also up there.
Yes, he comes onto that entertainers list. He doesn't get onto the main Irish Rich list because that's 40 million is the entry threshold for that, but he gets onto the entertainers list. He's been on the road now for 35 years, a remarkable record, fantastic achievement. Still, as we've seen kind of with the popularity of his TV programs, you know, reinventing himself, you know, even though he's now in kind of his mid-50s, as popular as ever, and very popular in America, very popular in England and Australia, as well as his kind of homegrown fan base. And, you know, he has nurtured that fan base over 35 years. It's a fantastic record and achievement, and they have stood with him over that time. And he has 51 albums altogether produced, and also holds the record for the most consistency in terms of having been in the top 40 in the UK and Ireland in terms of album sales over the last 25 years.
And still has time for every fan that he comes across as well. Quite impressive. Entertainment, obviously, you know, that's what people engage with an awful lot. That's what will tantalise people's imaginations quite a bit. But I suppose the big money, is it in business then?
It is, yeah. I mean, realistically, you know, they're names that sometimes people have never really heard of, but they would understand the brands that these people have developed, or the shops, or the factories that they own. But that's where the real money is made. Not to say that there isn't money, and Donegal actually is well overrepresented in terms of music, because obviously you have Enya as well, who'd be, you know, one of the top music earners at 117 million. But in terms of business as well, you know, for a relatively small county in terms of population base, not in terms of geography, Donegal does punch well above its weight in terms of business people coming from Donegal. So it's not only business people based in Donegal, but people, we track people who've kind of born in Donegal and have you know, maybe moved away and set up businesses elsewhere.
And all of this info will be available in the Sunday Times. But can you pick out some Donegal highlights then for us in terms of...
Yeah, for one, I mean, three or four people who kind of stand out would be Paddy McNally. He's now based in Switzerland, but originally from Donegal. And he's at 718 million euro. And he was the person who basically helped to revolutionise Formula One in terms of its commerciality. And then there's Philip O'Doherty, again, a fantastic story, based in Burnford in Donegal, E&I Engineering. And he'd be probably better known to people as the chairman of Derry City Football Club. But he's coming into the list at 201 million, based on the success of that E&I Engineering. And then another name that is familiar to people in Donegal would be Moy O'Doherty, the co-producer and developer of Riverdance, and she's again, her fortune is increasing to $87 million. And then there's some more domestic businesses, I suppose, is the McHugh family in Killybegs with their Atlantic Dawn group, again doing very well. And again, a name that would be known to people maybe more so for out of business than in business, which is Donna Kelly, the rally driver, who also owns half of KN Networks, and he's coming in at $54 million, and he's a Donegal native too.
Indeed. Now, this is a 32-page supplement that's being released with the Sunday Times, the Irish Rich List. I presume it has to be one of the most popular editions of the paper.
It is. It's you know, there is an immense interest in it. And actually, the funny thing is, or maybe not a funny thing, but the interest in Ireland is actually always far greater than the interest in the UK in terms of, you know, people look at it and so forth. I think, you know, I've been in it for 21 years since it began in Ireland, and it's very interesting to see over that period of time, you know, just how the enterprise culture has built up in Ireland, you know. So people have always kind of had an interest in money and making money and you know, how you go about doing it, I suppose. But it's interesting as per capita, you know, there's a much bigger interest in Ireland than there is in the UK.
I think the chances are you might know some of these people
well,
on this
as well.
List,
I mean, and the interesting thing in Ireland is that it's maybe slightly different than in the UK, which is that almost 100% of the wealth is first generation. So these are people who probably people went to school with, who people went to university with, or people know their mothers, their brothers, their sisters, you know. So Ireland is a small, connected place, and that helps kind of in business as well, as being a bit of a hindrance. But, you know, it's that kind of, to be able to see somebody as kind of role models within a community, and people know that they came from very little and kind of built up something, I think that helps develop that enterprise culture, and that if people see that person can do it, well, why can't they do it? You know, so it does help to give people encouragement.
Indeed, it's perhaps achievable. Colin, listen, we look forward to getting the full picture in the newspaper tomorrow. Thanks to you for coming on, and also, obviously, you're working alongside Robert Watts in compiling this for the paper. It's been an absolute pleasure, and thanks for pulling out the Donegal interest for us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Thank you. That's Colin Murphy there of the Sunday Times, and you can read his work on Ireland's Rich List, which will be published in the paper tomorrow.